18th January, and Baba saying that Baba specially called those who took Gyan after Baba became avyakt. And so all of you fit within that category, except Manju Ben. Manju Ben had the fortune of meeting Sakar Baba, but everybody else here in this gathering was there with Baba in the subtle region. And in Madhuban also at that time, the majority of those present were the ones who'd come to Baba after Baba became avyakt. So there too, Baba saying that the whole gathering was there in the subtle region. But all the children from Bharat and from abroad, Baba specially calling them to experience special love from Baba. And so this morning, did you feel special love from Baba? And if you didn't, try tomorrow morning. I'm sure tomorrow morning Baba will still be available to give you the same special love. But often you hear the muralis of Baba talking to the dadis, the original jewels. Sometimes it's the original jewels of service, but today it was especially all of you. And Baba's connecting the whole murali with the subject of awareness and remembrance, smriti, awareness. And so, what is my awareness? And to what extent is it powerful? Not just smriti, but also smriti. Do I experience all the powers from Baba? And Baba saying, not just five of the powers, not just six of the powers, but all the powers. And so the power to such an extent that you are truly the Master Almighty Authority. And so Baba is reminding us that yes, it's fine to have the intoxication and the awareness of being God's child, and to even have the faith that I belong to Baba and Baba belongs to me. But what's the proof of that? The proof of that has to be that you experience all the different powers in your life. And when that is happening, then that also is the stage that the song was talking about, the state of experiencing tapasya. And in that state then, I was describing how you are like Mahadev, the great deity, normally used as a title for Shankar. But of course, Baba gives all his titles, Shiv Baba gives all his titles to his children, but Brahma Baba also gives all his titles to his children. And so in the original picture of the Trimurti, you would notice that Brahma Baba's face is Brahma, then is Vishnu, then is Shankar. And yes, you know of the connection of Brahma and Vishnu, but also Brahma, the face of Shankar. And so the one who's the destroyer of all evil, the one whose tapasya is so strong that it brings transformation in the whole world. But today Baba is saying, all of you are that also. You are the embodiment of tapasya. You are the Mahadev, the masters. And you are also the ones who are the great yogis who bring about world transformation. So the question is, in bhakti they remember that Shankar opened his third eye and all evil was destroyed. And so do I have that experience that my third eye is always, always open? And what is it that I see when the third eye is open? Very different to the stage when these two eyes are open. That the third eye open and the soul sees the truth, the reality, the spiritual dimension which cannot be seen with the two physical eyes. And through that then, the opening of the third eye of God's children, not just one, even though it's one very powerful number one soul, Brahma Baba, but together with Brahma Baba, all his children, when the third eye stays fully open, then yes, all evil in the world gets destroyed. But another image also of Shankar, and Baba's reminding us of that too. The other image of Shankar, the one who sits with the snakes around his neck like a garland. Baba reminded us of that yesterday and again today. So am I able to dance on the snake? Am I able to have the snakes around my neck, the sign of total submission and conquest? And so have I been able to conquer all the snakes to such an extent that, think about the head of the cobra, and is that the platform, the stage that's there for me to dance on? Or is it that maybe one or two of the snakes come quietly and jump at me? And if they're jumping at me, what's going to happen to me? But also, in India they have the dance of the snakes, and the snake charmer plays his, it's a funny type of flute, not a flute, but a sort of flute. So he plays his flute and the snake begins to dance. And so am I so engrossed in watching the dance of the snake that I've forgotten that I actually have to conquer the snake and dance on its head? And so what does that mean? Baba saying, let there be such powerful tapasya that you're not afraid of the snakes and you're not interested in watching the dance of the snakes, but what you want to do is to be able to dance yourself and be up above, on top of, whether it's lust or greed or anger or ego or attachment, up above all of those. And so the image of the snake has come up a lot again today. But we've heard of the five vices. We've heard of the five secondary vices. So sometimes the 10 heads of Ravana, 5 male, 5 female. But sometimes the 10 heads of Ravana, the 5 big ones and the 5 little ones. But today Baba's mentioned another 5. And these are also the things that I have to be able to go up above. And so the first, prakriti, all types of matter, including my own body. And the second is maya. And the third is my old nature and sanskaras. And the fourth is all the problems that come in front of us. And the fifth is the influence of company. So 5 different things that Baba wants us to be up above, to conquer all of these. Prakriti, the body, matter, well, that's pretty clear. When troubles come to the body, and the Brahmin family is settling a lot of karma, and especially through the body. Anyway, we are an aging population, but yet even within that, a lot of 63 births karma to settle in this one birth. And so when people say, why are Brahmins getting sick? Yes, maybe it's lack of attention, maybe it's many other things, but especially the settlement of karma. So when that's happening, what is my stage? Is my stage one of thinking about the pain, or am I above, like the dadis? Remember all the dadis, and you'll remember how they kept smiling no matter what was happening to the body. And they were able to uplift others. People coming to see them didn't have to give them encouragement and support and comfort, but they were able to uplift others. So to go beyond the power, to be able to go above the pull of matter. And then maya. Mothers put maya in a separate category to all the other things, sanskaras and so on. And so what does Baba mean? When it's illusion, then what are the different illusions that still make me move away from my original state of purity, peace, truth, and love. So let me explore those so that it's not that Maya comes and in the ignorance of illusion I get shaken by it, but I'm able to understand what are the different aspects of illusion that Maya can bring. And so I'm able to prepare myself and not be ignorant, but be knowledgeable and be able to be up above that also. And a third, my sanskaras. We're all dealing with sanskaras. And when we've finished all our karmic accounts, that'll be the moment we'll have had victory. And then we'll go home. We won't be hanging around here anymore. And so still, karma to settle through our sanskaras. And so what sanskaras is it that I'm still trying to deal with? Or is it that I'm still using the excuse? We say, well, what can I do? This is my sanskar. Baba's not going to be listening to any excuses, and not even my sanskar. Baba says, well, that's Ravan's sanskar. It's not your sanskars. Your sanskars are the inheritance I gave you, the inheritance of all the virtues and the powers. And so remember that, not the sanskars of Ravan. And so am I able to not allow the old sanskars to come into any form of thought, word, or action. But I'm able to deal with them with the power of yoga, not suppression. If their suppression is going to stay in a pressure cooker and explode at some point, but to be able to actually deal with them and finish them, and in their place, the original five virtues come up. And so my sanskaras, and then paristhiti, the problems. And sometimes it's individual personal problems, whatever I'm dealing with here and now, but sometimes it's just the state of the world. And every day the news we get is more and more horrific. And so how are things going to change? In a civilized country, suddenly there are riots. In a place like the Middle East, everything seems to be exploding and taking a step further to the final moment. So, too many things about the state of the world. But when I hear all of this, am I afraid? Am I upset? Am I concerned? Or am I able to be internally totally stable and send Baba's light to wherever there's a need? And so am I dealing with all the external problems with the power of yoga? Or am I being impacted by all of them? And it becomes a cause of fear and worry and anxiety. Maybe not for myself, maybe for my children, maybe for my grandchildren, but it's still the impact of the external on the soul. And Baba's Murli totally today is about power. Do I have the power not to be afraid, either for myself or those who I'm closest to, but I'm able to be up above and understand and accept the drama? Understanding the drama is theory, but accepting the drama is the heart. When I've accepted the drama, then there won't be negative feelings that come up. It'll only be through the clarity of the understanding, my mind also working in the way Baba wants it to work, not in a tangent here and there, but absolutely straight, so that then I'm stable and I have the capacity to help others also. I was also reminded of another thing that will happen at the end. Each one in their own angelic form. And so through Tapasya, have I come to that stage where, at least from time to time, I should be able to have that experience. But then Baba's not content that it should be just time to time, because maybe when there's a situation that suddenly pops up in front of me, and if it's just time to time, and that's the time when I'm not having that angelic state, what's going to happen? But all the time, from time to time, the gaps between the times should reduce, so that then truly, at all times, there's the awareness of who I am and what I need to do now. And so through all the different problems and situations that come up, can I maintain my stage and be available as Baba's instrument? And then the fifth one that Baba's talked about is Vayumandal, the atmosphere around me. But Baba's connected that very much with the influence of company. You're out there in the world, and there's all sorts of other influences around you, or you're even at home, one person's a Brahmin, the rest are not Brahmins. So am I influenced by them? Or am I able to have Baba's power and all the powers so that that influence is able to work on them? And maybe it doesn't work instantly. Maybe it's over a period of time. But the majority of you here have been with Baba 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. So over that period of time, surely there should be that influence on them to such an extent that they respect you and cooperate with you. If they're still not at that stage of even respect and cooperation, is it their influence on me? Well, am I on my own perhaps am not able to influence them, but surely I, with Baba, can influence them. They don't have to become Brahmins. Maybe that's not their part, and that's fixed in the drama. I can't shift somebody's part from here to here. They play their own part, but at least it should be one of respect and cooperation, with an understanding of why I'm doing something and what it is I'm doing. So five different things that Baba's given us as a list that we can check and see to what extent there are other powers working on me, or I am the Master Almighty Authority with all powers, and I'm able to keep the stage that Baba wants me to keep. And two powers in particular Baba has mentioned, and different Muralis will emphasize different powers, and that's all part of Baba's strategy to enable us to become complete, 16 celestial degrees complete, without any gaps anywhere along. And so the two powers that Baba has mentioned categorically are the power of tolerance. Can I adjust? Can I be flexible? Or do things have to be the way I want them to be? Am I able to stay content under varying situations and circumstances? Or am I going to say, oh, but I need this, I need that, I need the other? Om Shanti. Can I just be Om Shanti and accept and adjust? And that's one aspect of tolerance, but many others that Baba speaks about in the Murali also. But the power to tolerate, so that again, nothing is shaking me from my own inner stage of stability. And the power to face. The power to tolerate and the power to face. And it seems like opposites. But in fact, when I can adjust and be flexible, then there's a red line that separates where I should adjust and where I have to face and not adjust. And that red line is Baba's code of conduct, the disciplines that Baba's taught us. And so if that red line is in place, then I don't have to worry about what shall I do? Am I supposed to tolerate, or am I supposed to adjust, and am I supposed to just face up to it? But ask the question, well, what does Baba's Maryada say about this? And if I can remember that, then yes, I'll be able to stay within the code of conduct so that Baba's protection stays with me. And of course, it's now approaching Rakhi, and many things connected with Rakhi. You'll be hearing in the separate classes all the announcements about Rakhi. It's long announcements, so better that you hear it in your own language rather than struggle with it in another language. So after another thing connected with Rakhi, but when we separate for classes, then you'll hear the different announcements about the 10 different programs that we have for Rakhi. But then you can decide which one is the best for you, but also make sure that you register, because whether you're coming for just tapasya or whether you're coming truly for your Rakhi, it's very important that when it's numbers of hundreds that we know this. And Jemmy Ben has brought a special Rakhi gift for all of you, and none of you have seen this, nobody, literally nobody. A few hundred were printed in New York by Judy Rogers, and these are the things that, I don't know whether you ever remember, but Judy always carried this big pad with her, always. It was in her hands whenever she was around Daddy, and she'd be jotting down everything Daddy said. Early days, and she'd go into the kitchen with Daddy, and Daddy would be sharing jewels with the people who were working there. She'd go to this room, that room, the other room. Daddy was sharing more jewels. And so she learned that she just had to keep that notebook with herself. And so she'd be jotting down whatever Daddy was saying. And so it's called Rare Moments with Daddy Janki. And these are the times that she spent with Daddy Janki, very often with the RCs. And in those meetings, what Daddy would share, and the chit-chat with Daddy on different occasions, night class in Madhuban. Daddy often had night chit-chat with the sisters and sometimes with the brothers. So she's compiled all of that. And this is the first proper print run, and it's specially your Rakhi gift. When it's time for the gift, then Jemmy Ben will explain more. But it's a very precious gift for Rakhi. Rather than distribute it on the Rakhi festival, it becomes very chaotic. Everybody wants silence, but then when it's gifts, then there's a lot of chaos in that corner. So we decided that we'd keep the silence for Rakhi and distribute these today. And so prepare yourself internally for Rakhi, but also externally, extra meditation. What's going on in Oxford with the regional teachers is very beautiful, because in the mornings we have gyan and chit-chat and business and whatever else, but from 4 o'clock in the afternoon it's different experiments in silence, and then evening collective yoga, and so several hours of silence each day. And so excellent preparation for Rakhi going on there. But each one can individually also have their own personal preparation for Rakhi. And I'm going to finish now, because there's lots of different things, as I say. We're going to offer Bhog now. I don't think there's any other announcements, right? Good. So we offer Bhog together with love for Baba. And then after that, it's not Toli time, but it's the gift time. So please don't go off to your classes for Murali. And then the usual, those who hear English Murali, those who hear Tamil Murali, then those who hear Hindi Murali. So if you come up in that sequence,